Page 188. The Garden Party.
Mother, can I come into your room?
Laura turned the big glass doorknob.
Of course, child. Why, what's the matter? What's given you such a colour?
And Mrs. Sheridan turned round from her dressing table. She was trying on a new hat.
Mother, a man's been killed, began Laura.
Not in the garden, interrupted her mother.
No, no.
Oh, what a fright you gave me.
Mrs. Sheridan sighed with relief and took off the big hat and held it on her knees.
But listen, Mother, said Laura.
Breathless, half choking, she told the dreadful story.
Of course, we can't have our party, can we? She pleaded. The band and everybody arriving, they'd hear us, Mother. They're nearly neighbours.
To Laura's astonishment, her mother behaved just like Jose. It was harder to bear because she seemed amused. She refused to take Laura seriously. But my dear child, use your common sense. It's only by accident we've heard of it. If someone had died there normally, and I can't understand how they keep alive in those pokey little holes, we should still be having our party, shouldn't we?
Mother, isn't it really terribly heartless of us? She asked.
Darling.
Mrs. Sheridan got up and came over to her carrying the hat. Before Laura could stop her, she had popped it on.
My child, said her mother, the hat is yours. It's made for you. It's much too young for me.
I have never seen you look such a picture. Look at yourself.
Now the broad road was crossed. The lane began, smoky and dark. A low hum came from the mean little cottages. In some of them, there was a flicker of light, and a shadow, crab-like, moved across the window. Laura bent her head and hurried on. She wished now she had put on a coat. How her frock shone! And the big hat with the velvet streamer. If only it was another hat. Were the people looking at her? They must be. It was a mistake to have come. She knew all along it was a mistake. Should she go back even now? No, too late. This was the house. It must be. There lay a young man, fast asleep, sleeping so soundly, so deeply, that he was far, far away from them both. Oh, so remote, so peaceful. He was dreaming. Never wake him up again. He was given up to his dream. What did garden parties and baskets and lace frocks matter to him? He was far from all those things. He was wonderful, beautiful. While they were laughing and while the band was playing, this marvel had come to the lane. Happy, happy, all is well, said that sleeping face. This is just as it should be. I am content. But all the same, you had to cry and she couldn't go out of the room without saying something to him. Laura gave a loud, childish sob.
Forgive my hat, she said.
Catherine Mansfield, The Garden Party, 1922.